Hi everyone, welcome to Tech Talks. Today we're here to talk about five signs you are an EJ type. And so this would be the ESFJ, ENFJ, ENTJ, and ESTJ types. And so Diane, would you like to kick us off?
Sure. So I think the first sign that you are an EJ is that you're very aware of group dynamics, and you have skill with influencing them.
A component of EJs is that they influence groups. And they're very group-minded, and so they know about their impact on the group. Whether it's a TJ who knows the efficiency factors that are impacting the group, or with the FJs, they know when the interpersonal dynamics within a group are being impacted. And so there is this systems awareness, an awareness into how you impact that system that the group participates in, and what kind of outcomes and implications that may cause to the group. This makes them very aware of the group and group feedback, whereas the TJ types are open to more technical, will it work feedback from the group, and the extroverted feeler, the FJ types, so the ENFJ and ESFJ, are accepting feedback in the form of the emotional feedback of the people around them or how people are doing on a human level. But, you know, there's a mix of these two factors that all EJs will have too, just because EJs have so much shared qualities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And almost like you need that feedback. It's just, you know, is this working? Is this not working? Do you like this? Do you not like that? Asking people's preferences or for TE, you know, looking at the system and how that might, you know, if I do this, what's the impact? If I do this, what's the impact?
Yeah, yeah. And then asking people for calibration. And so there's this group consultation element of people of these types too, a lot of the time. All right, Diane. And so what is the second sign?
And so going along with that is EJs are good at getting things accomplished for the larger system. So system, in a sense, can be people or it can be not people. It can be other, you know, mechanical systems or systems, you know, in a workplace. But at the end of the day, an EJ is definitely going to be good at getting things done, whether they're using FE or TE.
Yeah, and that's because they don't want to let the group down. When you have an awareness of the group, you don't want to be the weakest link because you recognize the weakest link either in a TE or FE way. And so EJs can be very good at getting things done too because they're doing it for others sometimes.
So yeah, and I think the other piece of that is that they are so focused on the group and getting things accomplished for the group, a lot of times they forget their individuals at the end of the day. And so they end up forgetting or never considering their own values or beliefs. And so they can act kind of without consulting their own inner voice. And then it ends up leaving them feeling a bit burned out or used because they're just in action for others and not meeting their own needs.
And so that leads to our third sign where EJs struggle to define their beliefs and preferences. Because they're so group focused, they may not focus on always understanding themselves on a very introspective level. And so they may act, but not reflect on who they are.
Yeah, I think it's important for EJs to take that time to slow down and do that work to avoid that burnout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the fourth sign is there's no need for permission to manage your environment. And so EJs are expedient decision makers. They're very quick with deciding what's best for the group. And they're also okay with speaking for the group. So the group needs this. And they know the group needs because they're aware of the group needs. And yeah, Diane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely agree with all of those points. There's definitely no permission needed to just step in and act. And not everyone, if you're not an EJ, even including EJs, not everyone appreciates that. Sometimes they want to have their own voice. So it's something that EJs probably have found themselves a bit in trouble for because it can seem to some as being overbearing. When to the EJ, it often just feels like the thing to do and almost an obligation. So yeah, never permission. Just step on in and do the thing for the group. stemming from the biggest fear of an EJ is things being out of control or losing control. So, you know, stepping into to manage the environment means you get to decide whether things are out of control or not. You don't have to rely on other people and worry about things getting out of control if you're not the one leading it.
And so oftentimes EJs see what other people should be doing in the group. So it's like, oh, for TE, it's like, if that person was doing that thing, the system as a whole would be way more efficient. But instead, that person's being lazy, or they're doing some other thing that's completely redundant, and it's impacting the whole group or the system that the group is participating in. The inefficiency can annoy the TE user. Whereas for the FJ types, they see what people should be doing in a group dynamic. What should people be doing to get along with each other? What should people be doing to look out for everyone's well-being? They notice when people are doing things that they should not be doing that hurt the overall group atmosphere or even the ecosystem of the group. They're aware of the impacts that individual actions have on the ecosystem around them. All right. And so, Diane, your point of needing to control the environment leads us to the fifth sign, which is a desire for leadership.
Yeah. And I think that this applies. This is sometimes a stereotype that only TE drivers, you know, have a relationship to leadership, but FE very much does as well. I think any EJ, again, it comes back to that need for control or the fear of things getting out of control. If I'm the leader, again, I know that things will be taken care of in the best way for the whole group. And so that desire for leadership is pretty strong, no matter the type of EJ, I think.
Yeah, not all EJs will jump in for leadership, but they might notice a void in leadership and they might feel a desire to fill it. Whether it's TE to make things work more efficiently or FE so that the group dynamic flows more smoothly.
Yeah, good point. Because if there's an adequate leader, the EJ, no matter whether they're using TE or FE, will be happy to let someone else who's as competent or more competent take over. Again, things are in control. There's no reason for me to step up.
This all leads back to their group focus. And so if they notice something is detrimenting the group, then they'll feel the need to step up or do something about it. Because there's a management component to all EJ types. There's a huge component of stewardship and wanting to do a thing that's best for the group. And so, yeah, I hope this helped you understand EJ types a little bit more. And thank you, Diane, for your extreme knowledge in types like yourself, because you're an ENFJ, and so you understand EJs from an experiential point of view. And so thanks, everyone, for watching. I'll see you all in the next episode. Take care.